Protests have escalated in New Jersey after Governor Mikey Sherrill was denied access to the Delaney Hall Detention Center. Sherrill visited the facility Monday following clashes between protesters and ICE officers over the weekend, tied to an ongoing hunger strike inside the center. Advocates say the detention center has retaliated against hunger strikers, specifically organizer and detainee Martin Soto, who was transferred to another facility, a move supporters argue was carried out unlawfully. Democratic Congressman Rob Menendez of New Jersey attempted to meet with Soto and was denied. He told reporters that the denial of officials to go in and ICE's reaction to protesters is unacceptable.
It's completely unacceptable. Senator Kim has every right to be in there as a member of Congress. When he came outside, he was trying to help navigate the situation that he saw. And the fact that he was, pepper sprayed, the fact that anyone's pepper sprayed right now, is really, to me, what ICE has done throughout our communities. They are a paramilitary that is trying to create fear.
Democratic Senator Andy Kim was also denied access to the center and says he was pepper sprayed by agents. More than 300 people are reportedly participating in the hunger strike, which activists say is a last resort aimed at drawing attention to what they describe as inhumane conditions inside the facility. Among the concerns raised are overcrowding, alleged violations of detainees' rights, poor food conditions, the spread of disease, and reports of physical and psychological torture. New York Democratic Congressman Adriano Espaillat says he visited the site and confirmed the conditions.
Horrible conditions. They're on a hunger strike, an active hunger strike, and they're under intimidation and retaliation. The food is bad. Medical services are horrible. It's overcrowded. Their general complaints about the treatment, the inhumane treatments of the people being held there, which, by the way, are, for the most part, people that have not committed a crime.
Espaillat claims that detainees told him about ICE agents mocking the governor, saying she would never get in, prompting him to introduce legislation, forcing them to let her see the conditions herself. Despite claims by ICE that there is no hunger strike, officials have cited them and the conditions that caused them as a reason for their visits. As news coverage of the hunger strikes grew, Border Czar Tom Homan went on Fox News to respond.
Look, I've done this since 1984. Hunger strikes never work. We're not going to change what we do because someone goes on a hunger strike. As a matter of fact, if it gets bad enough and the physicians feel like they're putting themselves in extreme danger, medical danger, then we'll force feed them. We'll get a court order and force feed them. Hunger strikes do not work. So they can put themselves in a position where they're, not eating, but it's not going to cause them to be released. We are going to continue to arrest people. We'll continue to detain people.
New Jersey is the latest state to have detainees go on hunger strike over alleged inhumane conditions, which activists say showcases the solidarity amongst detainees. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Cuello.